Coming up on this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
Having a few eggs every day is no problem. You know, the whole thing about cholesterol and eggs was debunked, and the U.S. Dietary Guidelines even, which is a very often conservative group, has said that it's not a nutrient of concern. Hey everyone, it's Dr. Mark here. I've been tracking my glucose with the help of Levels for several years now, and it's become a crucial part of optimizing my health and my diet. One of the keys to an optimized diet is monitoring your glucose intake, otherwise known as sugar. Poor glucose control is tied to all kinds of issues like weight gain, fatigue, diabetes, Alzheimer's, heart disease, and stroke. But it can be hard to know exactly how much glucose you're getting in your diet. That's where Levels comes in. They show you how food affects your health in real time through continuous glucose monitors. In fact, I remember I was eating out with a friend once, and although we ordered a really healthy meal, I way overate. And when I checked my blood sugar levels, they were off the charts high. So that's when I learned the importance of monitoring my food intake and not going overboard, something I would have known without Levels help. And right now, you can join Levels and receive an additional 2 months free on your annual membership when you order at levels.link/Hyman. That's Levels, L-E-V-E-L-S, .link/Hyman. Your first purchase will include a 1 month supply of continuous glucose monitors and a 12 month software membership. And again, if you go to levels.link/Hyman, Levels is offering an additional 2 months of their annual membership free.
As a functional medicine doctor, looking at hormones, organic acids, nutrient levels, inflammatory factors, gut bacteria, and so many other internal variables, it helps me find the most effective path to health and healing for my patients. But such extensive testing can be very complicated and time-consuming for both the practitioner, somebody like me, and our patients. But lab ordering became very quick and painless since I started using Rupa Health. I can order, track, and get results from over 35 different lab companies within a few clicks in one lab portal. And this means one invoice for all labs paid online upfront. Plus, patients get practitioner pricing and receive full patient support through easier personalized collection instructions, automated follow-up, super bills, and answers to testing questions, and so much more. And best of all, it's free for practitioners. So sign up free today. You can find out more information by going to rupahealth.com. That's rupahealth.com.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Mark Hyman. Welcome to Doctor's Pharmacy, a place for conversations that matter. And today I'm bringing you a health bite, little bites of health information that can help you make small steps to improve your health over time. Now, I know you've probably been paying attention to the headlines around nutrition like I have, and it's super confusing when it comes to so many different things. So one day, fat is bad, then it's good. One day meat is bad, then it's good. And eggs are right up there with everything else. Eggs were bad because they had cholesterol. Then they were good. Maybe now they're bad again because they increase something called, maybe do increase something called TMAO. We'll talk about that. That's what this podcast is about. How to get your head around confusing research and how to make sense of it all. And I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of a tip on how to think about it all. So basically, in 2017, there was a study that reported that dietary choline increased the risk of stroke, heart attacks, heart disease, and it did so by increasing a metabolite from gut bacteria called TMAO. And TMAO is, I'll spare you the big complicated medical name, but essentially, you know, the suggestion was that when you increase choline, which is a really important nutrient, it's important for brain function, for heart health, for so many different things, that it actually increases TMAO. But the devil is in the details of this study. And it's a big difference saying that dietary choline, which is found in eggs, and supplementary choline, which is in supplements, is the same thing. They're not. And what they, there's also more complicated features, which is what's going on with your gut bacteria, which I think is a real take home here. And I'm going to kind of give a lead in on that in a minute. But basically, there was a study that showed, which was super small, by the way, 18 people that gave healthy middle-aged adults 450 milligrams of choline supplements every day for 2 months. Now, what they did was they found when they measured the TMAO in the blood, which is a blood test you can now get, that it increased almost tenfold, and that markers of blood clots and platelet stickiness, which causes blood clots, also increased. And so based on this study of supplemental choline, they somehow drew the conclusion that dietary choline, meaning what you get from your diet, like eggs or sardines, for example, are going to harm you. Now, is that true? Well, the catch is that dietary choline and supplemental choline may not be the same thing, and that they didn't really contextualize this whole thing. Now, there was another study that was in 2021, follow-up study at Cleveland Clinic, and the title was Dietary Choline Supplements, But Not Eggs, Raise Fasting TMAO Levels in People with Normal Kidney Function, a randomized controlled trial. So this is a really important follow-up study. And they basically prescribed choline supplements or eggs to people who are healthy and found that choline supplements but not eggs were associated with increased TMAO and blood clotting. And the participants in the egg group ate 4 eggs a day, which nobody does, for 4 weeks with no markers of blood clotting or increased risk of TMAO. So having a few eggs every day is no problem. And also for cholesterol, by the way, the whole thing about cholesterol and eggs was debunked. And we know from, for example, now the US Dietary Guidelines, even, which is a very often conservative group, has said that it's not a nutrient of concern in our diet. That if you eat, egg with, let's say, 200 milligrams of cholesterol, it's not going to raise your blood cholesterol and it's not going to impact your risk of heart attacks. Why? Because you have 5 liters of blood. Let's say you have 200 milligrams per deciliter of blood. That's 2,000 milligrams per liter. That's 5 liters. So that's 10,000 milligrams of cholesterol. And you throw a couple hundred milligrams in there, it doesn't really do much, right? So that's kind of another whole conversation. I've written a lot about that. Now, let's talk about choline. Choline is really important. It's part of your brain cells. It's part of every cell membrane. Phosphatidylcholine is a part of your fatty acid profiles. It makes up your cell membranes. It's important for communication. It's important for detoxification, for liver function, and super important. So dietary choline really is not associated with any increases in risk. Now, what is going on with supplemental choline? How does that work? The problem is that dietary choline is super helpful, but when you take something in a pharmacologic dose or super high dose, you can kind of screw things up in terms of your biochemistry. So you have to be paying attention to that. But also, let's talk about TMAO a little bit more. TMAO essentially is a compound that is produced from gut metabolites. Now, we know that it's produced when you eat meat or when you have, supplemental choline, or even if you eat fish. Now, we know from all the studies on fish consumption that fish is healthy, that it's associated with a lower risk of heart attack, lower risk of stroke, that has more omega-3 fats. So there's a lot of benefits to it. And yet fish also dramatically increases TMAO, which is contradicts the sort of overall science around this. But the truth is that eating foods is part of the story, but it's what's going on in your gut microbiome that is the other big part of the story. The microbiome is such an important part of our overall health. And if you have a bad microbiome, you're going to produce more toxic metabolites. So the key is not necessarily not eating things like fish or meat or eggs, which can increase TMAO, but actually changing your microbiome to a healthier microbiome so you don't produce as much TMAO. And that can be done through the typical ways we do this, through eating a high fiber diet, through probiotic and prebiotic foods, through polyphenols, all the things we talked about. So basically, TMAO is more reflective of gut health and gut bacteria than what you're doing. So for example, if you have a high fat, high sugar meal that's typically eaten in America, processed fat, it increases TMAO. And so really want to get rid of all that crap in your diet. You want to have a healthy microbiome, and you want to understand that choline and phosphatidylcholine are essential parts of our biochemistry and our health and our brain function and our liver detoxification. And if you don't have it, it could potentially be a problem. So, it's a really complicated thing. There's a lot of written about this. I've written a little bit about this as well. So I think we kind of we kind of have to not get all bunged up on this. And I think we should be aware that, it's really important that dietary choline, which is in eggs and liver and meat, fish, as I mentioned, is basically converted into TMAO in the liver because of bad bacteria. So we need to get rid of the bad bacteria in our gut. We need to eat a healthy diet. And basically, I think, you know, I'm not so worried about it. So I don't think choline food, rich foods will increase your risk of any issue around heart disease. You can measure TMAO in your blood if you want. But I think the story around TMAO is a little more complicated. And I hope, you know, you've kind of come away with understanding that basically fix your gut bacteria. Don't worry about dietary choline and you need it, and eat sardines and eat eggs. It's the basic bottom line. So hopefully this has been a helpful health bite, literally. And hope you've enjoyed it. If you love this little health bite, share with your friends and family on social media. I'm sure they'd love to hear more about this. And leave a comment. What have you learned about your own health and your risk factors? Have you checked your TMAO? What's worked? What's not worked? And let us hear about it. We'd love to know. And we'll see you next time on The Doctor's Pharmacy. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Hyman. Thanks for tuning into The Doctor's Pharmacy. I hope you're loving this podcast. It's one of my favorite things to do, and introducing you all the experts that I know and I love and that I've learned so much from. And I want to tell you about something else I'm doing, which is called Mark's Picks. It's my weekly newsletter, and in it, I share my favorite stuff, from foods to supplements to gadgets to tools to enhance your health. It's all the cool stuff that I use and that my team uses to optimize and enhance our health. And I'd love you to sign up for the weekly newsletter. I'll only send it to you once a week on Fridays. Nothing else, I promise. And all you have to do is go to drhyman.com/picks to sign up. That's drhyman.com/picks, P-I-C-K-S, and sign up for the newsletter. And I'll share with you my favorite stuff that I use to enhance my health and get healthier and better and live younger longer.
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Just a reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Practitioner database. It's important that you have someone in your corner who's trained, who's a licensed healthcare practitioner, and can help you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.